coming back this year. You had a lot of kids coming back. You graduated a couple of kids, though. But expectations for this program, Arthur County football, are always high each and every year, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. I mean, it's every year we look to make the playoffs and to get, you know, relatively deep in the playoffs. Of course, every year we look at trying to win state. I think every school does, but at Arthur, it's a little different. Our mentality is, we don't rebuild, we just reload, and that's kind of been how it's been for the last several years.
8-2 last year, but I'm sure your kids coming back this year, remember that a little bit. It's like, 8-2 is nice for some programs, but not for us. We've got to be a little bit better this year.
Yeah, that's correct. Of course, there's only going to be one team that's happy at the end of the deal, and that's the one standing in Kearney lifting the trophy usually. But we're always looking that we would like to be better, have a better record than what we do. But 8-2, that's not satisfactory for us. Yes,
Coach, that Wallace team I knew had a lot of kids coming back this year. What a wild one! A lot of points and a tight one in that opener, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was. They got great kids over there, big physical kids. They got a kid from BDS that is one of the fastest receivers I think I've seen in quite a while. He's got tremendous speed. He's quick. He's got good hands. Didn't really know how great he was until we seen him firsthand. So, they had good kids there, and we had some kids playing in spots that had never played before, and I've had a freshman at D end, and it was kind of a learning curve for us there. But a few things go a little differently, I think the outcome would have been different too for us.
Grady Gorwell, a senior running back, linebacker, is a guy that does a lot for you, offense, defense, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He does. He's kind of our workhorse on offense. He'll carry the ball 15, 20 times a game if need be, and just kind of trust him to hand him the ball and get the yards we need when we need them. And then, not the biggest guy on the field, but he seems to always be in the right place defensively and, tackles very correct. We feel pretty positive that he's going to make a stop for us on defense, too, when he needs to.
Looks like you always try to lean on your seniors, but you got a lot of underclassmen who have contributed once again this year, haven't they?
Yeah, we really have. We've got a good class of sophomores there. We've got one sophomore as a center. He's starting there for the first time this year. Got a back in Carter Store. He's starting a running back. And then got a couple freshmen that come in, and of course one's starting and another one's starting to see a lot more playing time, each week. So yeah, we got some younger kids that can step up and play.
So no question, your future looks very, very bright for you.
Yeah, it does. It does. It's really nice to be able to have those games once in a while where, you can maybe in the third quarter you think, okay, this game's handled. Let's put our JV kids in, and there's nothing that dictates, or you can't really replicate in practice what a game rep is like. And so getting those younger kids reps in a game like that is really crucial to build their confidence and to keep them coming along even for the next year.
Hey, Coach, what about Southwest? You've watched some game film on the Rough Riders coming to your place for a Friday afternoon game. What about this team? What do you like?
Well, the thing that sticks out is their quarterback. That kid, we've seen him since he was about a sophomore now, and he seems to just be getting better and better, and he sees the field well. He's got a whale of an arm. I mean, he can throw her downfield. And the thing we noticed about him this year is he looks a little bit faster, as running the football. So that's the thing that sticks out to me right off the bat when you see him on film. Of course, they're always well coached over there, and they're going to throw some wrinkles at you. I know they didn't be able to run much spread on Harvard. They didn't need to, but they run a lot of spread on us last year, and they've got some good receivers too that are quick and can catch balls, you know, and so that's something that really stands out for us too. And then defensive wise for them, you know, they've kind of shifted to a different looking defense, it looks like, this year. So that's something we're going to kind of have to go over in practice this week.